Welcome and good morning to all of our friends, our prayer partners, near and far. How are you feeling this day? Well, I feel great. I thank God for waking us up, bringing us to His throne room, to His feet. You're on Maximum Radio Network, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next several minutes. Today's Tuesday, and it's August the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2013. Want to thank you, and I trust that you had, if you're in our region, you had a holiday on yesterday, most of us anyway, and I trust that it was a good, restful, and relaxing day for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you, even as we gather for prayer, and I just thank our prayer partners for lighting up our switchboard. You're on, clear-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. Well, today, in our I Am series, we're looking at 1 John. That's 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3. And let us listen to that quickly. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. He is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. So our I Am, our takeaway, our meditative verse for this day is, I am the light, luminous, glowing, and radiant one. God is, because He's light, He's luminous, He's glowing, and He's radiating light, so precious to us. Well, as you know our routine, we love to hear a praise report from anyone who has a desire to share that with us. It would bless us tremendously, encourage our hearts. It's kind of a testimony of the awesome God that we serve. Also, we're here to receive prayer requests and also to bring them before the throne of God on this Tuesday morning, bright and early. I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity myself, and I'm going to raise a prayer request. I awakened on today with a burden on my heart, and I believe it was placed there by the Lord. And so I thought, you know, I should not miss the chance to share it with you. It's important to all of us. We may not feel near to it particularly, but it's important, and whatever happens is likely to affect all of us in some way. And it has to do with the fact, if you've been listening to the news over the last several days, or last couple of weeks actually, you do know that our leaders of this nation are in discussion and contemplation of whether or not to go to war with the nation of Syria over alleged incidences that occurred a couple of weeks, or within the last couple of weeks. Whether or not to go to war, and if so, exactly what to do. So I believe that God is concerned about that, and we're not here to advocate one way or the other. We're just here to seek God on behalf of our leadership so that wisdom would prevail in whatever way that's available to them. Wisdom and guidance. Since God is luminous, He's light. He is glowing, and he's radiant, and there's no darkness in him. Then we can get around him, and we can have our situation lit up so that there's clarity. So let us pray for our leaders as they need wisdom, the wisdom of God, whatever that is, that God's guidance they would accept, seek, and enter into that, so that any actions taken is covered by heaven, whatever that action is or is not, it's covered by heaven. Please join me as we lay this burden before the Lord at his feet. He wants us to be humble. He wants us to come to him for all of the help that we need. Father, we come into your throne room today, and we are believing you for the cleansing of our own sin, that you would receive us through the righteousness that is Jesus Christ, and through the cleansing of the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Cover our sin. Cover our iniquities and our trespasses. Cause us to be able to lift clean hands before you. Now, Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your acceptance, for receiving us. Thank you for the invitation to be in your presence. So now, we lift up a request. We intercede for the situation that is present in our world today, where our nation, the leadership, needs wisdom. Father, cause them to wake up on this day with a prayer, a cry, asking you for help, asking you for divine supernatural intervention as they take counsel with each other to do what you would want done. Father, we know that you have good thoughts concerning all men for a good end. But we must first turn to you. We must first seek your face, seek your guidance. And you're there and available to light up whatever dark areas that appear for us. Father, we ask you to come into this situation where there is conflict. There's possible war. There's discussion of war. And there may even be intentions of war. And we pray right now that all our leaders will do what your word says. No man goes to war except he first count the cost. Father, cause our leaders to know that without you, we are unable to do what we even envision to do. We need your help. So we ask right now today that you would guide the conversation, guide the process, guide the counsel, so that whatever happens, you have an open invitation to be part of it and to be in the midst. So we thank you on today that you're there, and we can always consult with you. You've always welcomed consultation and being sought. So we thank you, Lord, right now. Because we know that whatever the decision is will have an effect on everyone. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to stand in the gap. We're standing for your heart's desire and your heart's vision for the earth. and for the nations, even as war is considered. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you know all things. You know the beginning from the end. And you're the God of peace. You're the God of life and light. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. And I trust all of our partners are able to say, amen,
amen.
To that prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So let it be. Amen. Amen. I feel a lifting of that burden as we placed it at the feet of Christ Jesus. He is interceding as well. Well, God bless you on today, and we thank all of you for joining us. You're prompt and you're on time, and that shows great enthusiasm for what God has on his heart. We want to see it made manifest. How are you feeling today? I trust that you're okay. And if you're not, well, let's lay hold of the armor of God. Let's take on the armor of God. Wherever you are, amen. Do not let fear, which is always ready nearby to have access to your heart and to your spirit. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. And it's not unusual at the beginning of a day anticipating what that day has and may bring forth, that there is anxiety and fear. Well, let us take on the armor of God and let us go to his word and pray his word concerning his armor as given to us by Paul in the book of Ephesians and elsewhere. We've been taught to take on the armor of God. Always consult chapter 6 of Ephesians, round about verse 10 through 18. And let us hear what God has said. Let us agree with him. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mighty armor. You have provided it for us. And today, we put on ourselves the full armor of God, the full armor. We take the helmet of salvation. We take the breastplate of righteousness. We take the girdle of truth, the sandals of peace, and the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, that we choose to use against all of the forces of evil in our lives and our surroundings. We place on your feet, on our feet, the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. And we ask you, Lord, according to John chapter 14 and verse 13 through 14, to be our guard and shield all of this day. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm chapter 91. We put your armor on us and live and pray in complete dependence upon you, and pray as we must in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. We bless you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, and we say to God be the glory for the things he has done. And we give you praise in the name of Jesus. In his mighty name, the name above every other name, that the sound of his name, every knee shall bow. So we say, Jesus, Lord of our lives. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Claim that word for yourself today so that every circumstance that you encounter, you are able to seize the victory that has already been won by Christ himself. He has won every victory already. And what we're doing is securing that victory for the Lord and on behalf of the Lord. In other words, we're laying hold of it. We're standing against every resistance, every foe. So these things are written, particularly in Psalm 91, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And we can abide under the shadow of our Almighty God. And we can say to him, you are Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and you are our God. That's written in the Word. Therefore, we can trust him. And we can thank him for delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. And we can count on him for covering us with his feathers. And so we thank him that we can walk under his wings and we can take refuge there, and that his faithfulness and truth is our shield and our buckler. It's awesome stuff. It's awesome stuff. So that the pestilence that walks in the darkness, the destruction that wastes at noonday, it cannot and shall not touch us. 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, and none will come near us. Imagine that. So we can thank him for giving his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And the angels will lift us up so that we do not dash our foot against a stone. So we thank you, Father, that we can tread upon the lion and the serpent and trample the young lion and the dragon under our feet. And that you are there when we call upon you. And that you will answer and be with us in trouble. Deliver us, honor us, satisfy us with a long life. And show us your salvation. I love the Word of God because you don't have to make this stuff up. It's just there. You have to eat it. Consume it. Eat it. Take it in. It's just there. It's just there. It's a prepared meal. You know, I love to cook. Those who know me know I love to cook. There's some things that you don't have to cook up. It's already prepared by the producer provider, our Lord. And it's just there. And you can consume it. You can go into it. And you can enjoy it. Taste it and see that the Lord is good. So taste. Taste. If you're listening and you're on with us live today or streaming, taste. And see that the Lord is good. He's there, constantly available as a constant source for all of us, for each of us, at all times. So you don't have to worry about shortages as such. He is abundant. He is abundant, plentiful, widespread, such that we have all that we need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Is there a prayer request? I feel the joy of the Lord. Is there a prayer request or a praise report? We are here for prayer. So don't feel bashful, or don't feel that you're bothering the Lord. You're not bothering Him. He has invited us. And therefore, we have an audience. We have an audience with the King of Glory. Imagine that. The King of Glory. We don't have an audience with the mayor of your town or the council person or something like that. And as important as they are, we have counsel with God. Amen. Amen. So if you have a prayer request, know that He's willing and able to receive it and to meet it wherever the need is. Just let us ask. We have not. Amen. Somebody
Good
wants
morning,
to ask.
Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you too. I have a prayer request for it's a family in my school. It's one of my student family. The mom, she was pregnant and she had the baby 2 months premature. The name of the family is the Massenzio family. The baby is 2 pounds, and she is in St. Barnabas Hospital fighting for her life. I promised the mom that I would lift the family up in prayer, the Massenzio family, and the baby name is Luciano.
Luciano is the name of the baby.
Yes, I would like.
And what is the name of the family?
The Massenzio family.
Massenzio family.
Yes.
And the baby's name is Luciano. Sounds like a powerful child. Powerful child. My wife has told me the story many times of being in the same situation as a baby. And the doctor said that she would not live not long beyond the day of her birth. Well, she's still around and kicking.
I told the mother just to pray and ask God to strengthen the baby, and she is on breathing apparatus and she is not breathing on her own. She has, they suspect that she will have brain injury because when she born, she didn't get oxygen to her brain immediately. So they are suspecting that she would have brain injury if she do survive.
Well, we're going to believe God. Saints, let us join our hearts and our hands in the direction of this child, even as the medical team does all that they are able to do to minister to this child's need. And we're going to believe God specifically that this child will survive. And not only survive, this child will have nothing wrong with him as he lives forward. That his parents will be able to minister to his need. They would have the joy of the Lord because that's their strength. And even in this situation, they'll be able to look heavenward and be strengthened in their faith and trust of the only wise God, our Father, and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now for baby Luciano. We thank you for him. And we know that his parents played a hand in his birth. However, you were the beginning of his being, because you created his spirit and you gave his spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that your purpose is great. And this child, born into this particular set of circumstances, will be risen and alive for your glory. A great testimony of your keeping power will come forth from this child's life, lips, and from witnesses. In the name of Jesus, we decree life right now for this child. Natural life and supernatural life. In the name of Jesus. Bless him right now. Strengthen his body even now. And we pray that every vessel, every cell, every tissue and muscle will develop powerfully, rapidly, quickly, to the amazement of the medical team, that something is bigger than them, that someone is at work on their behalf. In Jesus' name, bless this baby right now. Father, cause this baby to be strong and sharp for your honor and for your glory. We thank you for the testimony of your move and your power to deliver, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yes.
Now we must believe that God has this case in his hands, and his thoughts are for life concerning this baby, in the name of Jesus. Well, if there's anyone out there that is aware of a similar situation, or it may be your particular situation because of the birth of a child in your family or neighborhood or community that you know of, claim that prayer. We've just opened up the resource or the source of heaven into a situation like that. And what flows out is over and super abundant. Over and super abundant. Available to all whom will claim that prayer. Heaven is not stingy, neighbor. Heaven is not stingy. And we're authorized as intercessors to make available the grace and mercies of God as we stand in the gap, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now somewhere there's a child being born that has a similar situation right now, and we send you a word of deliverance and word of hope right now, and comfort to the parent, in the name of Jesus. Bless the mother and the baby. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we're at the end of our time, and I want to thank all of our prayer partners on today for being there in this hour on behalf of our nation, on behalf of a baby that is being strengthened even now by the Lord in a mighty way, and other situations that we can think of. And we thank God for our schools today, and if we go out with this prayer, we are praying for Columbia High School. And Father, we pray that your presence would hover over that place and over the atmosphere of that school. Charge the atmosphere with your presence. Empower the administrators to move according to your plan and your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless every student.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless all of our intercessors today, Father. Hallelujah. Thank
bless
you.
Us upon you too, Pastor. Bless. Sister Liz.
Thank you. We're looking forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Join us tomorrow. Thank you for being with us on today.
God bless everyone on the line.
God bless.
Love you all.